When Max Lugavere's mother began showing subtle signs of cognitive decline at just 58, his world turned upside down. During a family trip to Miami, she revealed she'd been seeing a neurologist for memory problems. The devastating moment came when she couldn't answer what year it was, tears welling in her eyes. This personal crisis launched Max on an obsessive journey into neurodegenerative disease research, abandoning his journalism career to interview leading scientists worldwide. What he discovered defied conventional medical wisdom. Not only could cognitive decline be prevented, but those with genetic predispositions might respond even better to the right interventions. Through connecting seemingly unrelated fields of medicine, Max uncovered powerful methods to enhance brain function today while protecting against future decline. His findings would eventually become genius foods, a revolutionary approach to eating for optimal brain performance that has since been embraced by neurologists, celebrities, and everyday people seeking sharper thinking and better mental health. Our brains are approximately 60% fat, making the quality and types of fats we consume crucial for cognitive function. Yet for decades, Americans followed nutritional advice that actively damaged brain health. The story begins in the 1950s, when heart disease emerged as a major health concern. Ansel Keys, who created military K-rations during World War II, proposed that dietary fat caused heart disease, based on cherry-picked data from just 6 countries while ignoring 16 others showing no correlation. Despite vocal opposition from researchers like John Yudkin, who blamed sugar, and Pete Ahrens, who implicated carbohydrates, Keys' hypothesis prevailed, partly due to secret funding from the Sugar Research Foundation that influenced pivotal research dismissing sugar's role in heart disease. This led to government adoption of low-fat dietary guidelines in 1977, transforming the American food landscape as manufacturers produced healthy low-fat, high-sugar foods while demonizing natural fats. The 1973 deregulation removed requirements to label modified foods as imitation, allowing the food industry to flood markets with processed substitutes containing hydrogenated oils and chemical additives, all marketed with low-fat halos. The consequences were devastating for brain health. Polyunsaturated vegetable oils like safflower, sunflower, canola, corn, and soybean are highly susceptible to oxidation, creating dangerous free radicals that damage cells through chain reactions. The brain, with its abundant polyunsaturated fats and high oxygen use, 20 to 25% of the body's total, is particularly vulnerable to this oxidative damage. Our omega-6 to omega-3 ratio has skyrocketed from 1 to 1 ancestrally to 25 to 1 today, fueling chronic inflammation throughout the body and brain. These oxidized oils produce toxic compounds called aldehydes, found elevated in Alzheimer's brains, that damage energy-producing mitochondria and cause arterial stiffening. Even one meal rich in these oils can increase oxidation markers by 50% in young people and 15-fold in older adults, essentially creating a zombie apocalypse of reactive molecules that attack lipids, proteins, DNA, hormones, and enzymes. The solution? Eliminate polyunsaturated vegetable oils. Increase consumption of wild fish, pastured eggs, and grass-fed meats rich in omega-3 fats. And use primarily monounsaturated fats, like extra virgin olive oil, which forms the brain's myelin sheath, the protective coating that insulates neurons for speedy transmission. Studies show Mediterranean diets, supplemented with extra virgin olive oil, a liter per week, improved cognitive function over 6 years, while low-fat diet groups showed decline. The human brain evolved in an environment where concentrated carbohydrates were rare. Our ancestors consumed about 150 grams of fiber daily from diverse plant foods, while today we get a meager 15 grams alongside unprecedented amounts of refined sugar and starch. This dietary shift has profound consequences for brain function. When we consume carbohydrates, they convert to glucose, which becomes molecularly sticky in our bodies through glycation, when glucose bonds to proteins, causing damage that can't be washed away. These sticky compounds form advanced glycation end products, AGEs, appropriately named aging toxins, which promote inflammation and oxidative stress throughout the body. Alzheimer's-affected brains contain 3 times the AGEs of normal brains, explaining why elevated blood sugar increases dementia risk even in non-diabetics. Research by Dr. Agnes Flo found that even within the normal range, each 0.6% increase in hemoglobin A1C, a measure of glycation, correlated with recalling 2 fewer words on memory tests and reduced hippocampal volume. Beyond the brain, glycation accelerates aging in skin, liver, kidneys, heart, and bones, even causing cataracts, which develop in lab animals with high blood sugar, in just 90 days. Particularly problematic is fructose, which processes differently than glucose. While it has the same calories as other sugars, fructose bypasses your bloodstream and heads straight to your liver, where it efficiently triggers fat creation. One study showed nearly double the liver fat increase when humans supplemented high-calorie diets with fructose versus glucose. This contributes to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, currently affecting 70 million American adults and projected to reach 50% by 2030. Fructose's damage begins in the gut, where it impairs its own absorption, creating bloating and discomfort. More concerning, it interferes with tryptophan absorption, the precursor to serotonin, potentially explaining why fructose malabsorption links to depression. High fructose concentrations increase intestinal permeability, allowing bacterial components to leak into circulation, triggering systemic inflammation and brain-related symptoms like anxiety and depression. Even our unprecedented year-round access to sweet fruits contradicts our evolutionary relationship with seasonal fruit consumption. Studies show concerning brain effects. Higher fruit intake in older adults correlates with less hippocampal volume, and Mayo Clinic research found an inverse relationship between fruit consumption and cortical volume. The solution isn't eliminating all carbohydrates, but understanding their impact and consuming them strategically. Low-sugar fruits like berries offer concentrated nutrients with fewer downsides. The Nurses' Health study found women consuming the most berries had brains appearing 2.5 years younger on scans. Insulin resistance may be the most significant yet under-recognized threat to brain health. When blood sugar rises after consuming carbohydrates, insulin is released to escort glucose into cells. However, repeated insulin stimulation causes cells to become resistant, requiring more insulin for the same effect. This insulin resistance affects roughly half of Americans, including 86 million with prediabetes, and even among people with normal blood sugar, insulin resistance is common and can impair memory while setting the stage for future brain problems. Insulin, the body's chief anabolic hormone, creates an environment favorable to growth and storage. While useful after physical labor, today it causes our bodies to stockpile fat for a famine that never comes. Even thin people can have chronically elevated insulin, a condition called metabolically obese, normal weight, or skinny fat. Elevated insulin blocks lipolysis, fat release for fuel, preventing organs that prefer fat for energy from accessing it. Beyond contributing to fat accumulation, chronically elevated insulin accelerates aging. When carbohydrates are abundant, cellular repair is neglected. Conversely, when the body perceives food scarcity, gene pathways involved in repair and restoration activate, biological apps that become active in a low insulin environment. One such pathway is FOXO3, which maintains stem cell pools that can differentiate into neurons. People with one copy of a gene making FOXO3 more active have double the odds of living to 100. The lethargy after high carbohydrate meals occurs because the pancreas isn't precise. It often drops blood sugar too low, triggering hunger, fatigue, and brain fog that leads to more carb consumption. Beyond these immediate effects, hyperinsulinemia is now considered a unifying theory of chronic disease with particularly worrisome brain impacts. Elevated insulin handicaps our ability to break down amyloid beta protein through competition for insulin-degrading enzyme, IDE, which preferentially breaks down insulin over amyloid. Additionally, the brain's glymphatic cleaning system works best during sleep, but elevated insulin interferes with this process. Sugar also binds to amyloid proteins, making them stickier and less soluble, explaining why even slight insulin resistance increases brain plaque even in non-diabetic individuals. In the brain, insulin functions as a signaling molecule for synaptic plasticity, memory storage, and neurotransmitter function. When cells become insulin resistant, cognitive functions, including executive function, memory storage, focus, and mood regulation, suffer. Research shows that even in non-diabetic individuals, insulin resistance correlates with worse cognitive performance and greater cognitive decline over time. Strikingly, 80% of Alzheimer's patients have insulin resistance, leading some researchers to call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. While diabetes doesn't cause Alzheimer's directly, the two conditions appear to be inbred cousins. Our brains demand enormous energy despite their small size. Comprising just 2-3% of body mass, they consume 20-25% of our resting metabolic rate. Yet the problem isn't fuel shortage, but fuel quality. Glucose, derived from carbohydrates, functions like gasoline for the brain, but its metabolism creates reactive oxygen species, free radicals, as exhaust. While free radicals serve important signaling functions during exercise, excessive production overwhelms our cleanup systems, triggering damaging processes that drive aging and neurological conditions. This suggests we might benefit from an alternate, cleaner burning fuel source, ketones. When we've digested our last calorie, the brain first taps backup fuel from liver glycogen, about 100 grams worth, lasting roughly 12 hours. When this runs out, we become hangry as our brain demands fuel. The liver begins gluconeogenesis, breaking down worn-out proteins into amino acids to create new sugar while simultaneously cleaning house through autophagy. Growth hormone spikes to preserve lean mass, and our bodies turn to fat stores, our biological firewood, converting them into ketones. Unlike glucose, ketones are clean-burning fuel, creating more energy per oxygen unit with fewer metabolic steps, generating fewer free radicals. They dramatically increase natural antioxidants like glutathione, ignite gene pathways, boosting BDNF, the brain's growth hormone, and increase cerebral blood flow by up to 39%. This makes ketone utilization an anti-aging two-for-one deal, protecting neurons from wear and tear while enhancing brain function. Human babies are born with unprecedented body fat, nearly 15% compared to 2-3% in most mammal species, because humans are born with underdeveloped brains. During this rapid brain growth fourth trimester, baby fat serves as a crucial ketone reservoir, fueling up to 90% of the newborn's brain metabolism. We can access ketones through intermittent fasting, where the 16-8 method, 16 hours fasting, 8 hours feeding, reduces insulin and promotes fat breakdown. The classical ketogenic diet is another approach, focusing on minimizing insulin secretion with extremely restricted carbohydrate intake, 60-80% calories from fat, 15-35% from protein, and just 5% from carbohydrates. The benefits of allowing the brain to burn ketones extend beyond them being a cleaner fuel source. Some brains, particularly those with impaired glucose processing, may actually work better on ketones. Carriers of the APOE4 allele, the most well-defined Alzheimer's risk gene affecting over a quarter of the population, demonstrate low glucose metabolism in the brain starting as early as their 20s. Despite having a 2 or 12-fold increased Alzheimer's risk, depending on whether they've inherited one or two copies, many APOE4 carriers never develop the disease. Alzheimer's disease may be fundamentally a metabolic disorder. By the time it's diagnosed, brain glucose metabolism is already reduced by 45%. The Buck Institute for Research on Aging demonstrated this connection when they reversed cognitive symptoms in 9 of 10 patients through a program designed to improve metabolic health.
Our gut feelings aren't just metaphorical, they're biological reality. The gut microbiome is particularly significant, about 30 trillion microbial cells weighing as much as our brain, 2 to 3 pounds. These microbes represent genetic material nearly 100 times more complex than our own genome, enabling them to perform countless functions, from immune support to vitamin synthesis. The gut serves as our largest interface with the environment. If uncoiled, it would cover the area of a small studio apartment. Most of our immune cells focus on our digestive systems because historically, our food was dirty and potentially pathogenic. A healthy immune system works like well-trained security personnel, surveying thousands without questioning everyone. Our microbial residents help train these guards, teaching them both vigilance and tolerance. The colon hosts most gut bacteria, with its cells serving dual functions, blocking harmful pathogens while absorbing remaining nutrients. This physical barrier forms part of our innate immune system, keeping microbiome and immune cells appropriately separated. The intestinal lining cells connect through tight junctions that normally remain closed but can loosen when exposed to certain triggers. Modern life factors, particularly gluten, can increase gut permeability. Unlike most proteins, gluten breaks down into large peptides that trigger zonulin production, which regulates tight junction integrity. This hyperpermeability allows bacterial endotoxin, LPS, to enter circulation, triggering inflammation that affects multiple systems, including the brain. This inflammation can cause sickness behaviors like lethargy and cognitive difficulties, potentially linking gut health directly to conditions like depression through what scientists call the inflammatory cytokine model of depression. Between the epithelial cell layer and the microbiome lies the mucosa, a dynamic mucus matrix that acts as a protective demilitarized zone for our gut cells. This mucus layer is produced by epithelial cells and provides a crucial barrier against inflammation. Keeping it robust requires steady prebiotic fiber intake, which feeds beneficial bacteria that produce butyrate, which in turn nourishes the mucus-producing cells. Without sufficient fiber, gut bacteria will actually consume the protective mucosa out of desperation, compromising our gut barrier integrity. Recent studies reveal probiotics may benefit mental health and cognition. In Holland, women taking probiotics showed less reactivity to sad thoughts, a sign of mental resilience. College students consuming fermented foods experienced reduced social anxiety, particularly those with neurotic personalities. Most remarkably, Iranian research found Alzheimer's patients on a 12-week probiotic regimen improved cognitive function by 30% compared to placebo groups. To foster gut microbial diversity, eat different types of fiber, avoid antibacterial products unless necessary, embrace nature, use filtered water, shower less frequently, buy organic produce, avoid unnecessary antibiotics, adopt a pet, and slow down while eating. Our behaviors and moods are profoundly influenced by neurotransmitters, chemical messengers that facilitate communication between neurons. Understanding how to optimize these systems can dramatically improve cognitive function, mood, and overall brain health. GABA and glutamate form the yin-yang balance of brain activity. GABA, the brain's chief inhibitory neurotransmitter, used in 30-40% of brain synapses, provides a calming effect dubbed nature's Valium. It counterbalances glutamate, the primary excitatory neurotransmitter. Together, they regulate vigilance, anxiety, muscle tension, and memory functions. To balance glutamate and GABA, alternate between periods of excitation and inhibition. Intense exercise promotes this balance by boosting both neurotransmitters in the brain with effects lasting beyond workouts. Exercise also helps the brain metabolize glutamate more effectively, preventing harmful buildup. For increasing GABA, practice meditation, yoga, and deep breathing.
Hypothermic conditioning through ice baths, cold showers, or cryotherapy initially triggers the sympathetic fight-or-flight response, but ultimately increases GABA and reduces sympathetic activity. Acetylcholine, part of the cholinergic system, plays crucial roles in REM sleep, learning, and memory. Low acetylcholine levels characterize Alzheimer's disease due to damaged acetylcholine-producing neurons. To maintain optimal acetylcholine function, avoid anticholinergic drugs, common medications that block acetylcholine. These include over-the-counter allergy medications, sleep aids, and muscle relaxants. Continuous use can cause cognitive problems within 60 days, while even occasional strong anticholinergic use can cause acute toxicity. Serotonin, well known for mood and sleep regulation, forms the basis of the serotonergic system targeted by SSRI antidepressants. Research shows inflammation can block serotonin release, explaining why anti-inflammatory approaches like omega-3 fatty acids can be effective for treatment-resistant depression. Beyond reducing inflammation through diet, the most potent way to boost brain serotonin is simply to move. Exercise increases plasma tryptophan, serotonin's precursor, while decreasing competing branched-chain amino acids, allowing more tryptophan to enter the brain. Dopamine mediates motor control, arousal, and reinforcement, key aspects of executive function. Its reduced presence in addicts drives them to normalize levels through substances or behaviors. We quickly become tolerant to dopamine's effects, a phenomenon called hedonic adaptation. That exciting new car or promotion? Your happiness soon returns to baseline. The solution? Absence makes the dopamine receptor grow fonder. Any prolonged reduction of dopamine release causes receptor upregulation, increasing sensitivity. Norepinephrine plays a crucial role in focus and attention, particularly during stress, when it enhances long-term memory formation. The locus coeruleus is norepinephrine's main hub, activating during any stressful stimuli, from terrorist attacks to hunger. Exercise effectively boosts norepinephrine, enhancing learning and memory. College students who exercised while learning a new language retained information better than sedentary controls. Nature isn't just safe. It's aggressive in destroying, replacing, selecting, and reshuffling. Given enough time, even the smallest vulnerability will break a system. Perfect robustness is unattainable, so we need mechanisms to regenerate continuously by using rather than suffering from random events and stressors. We're a species made to move. Our ancestors roamed thousands of miles as hunter-gatherers, and fossils show they could sprint as fast as Olympic champion Usain Bolt. Yet modern life has us sitting constantly, at desks, in cars, on couches, leading some experts to call sitting the new smoking. This sedentary lifestyle contributes to nearly 4% of annual deaths worldwide. For the brain, exercise is a panacea, delivering a chemical cocktail of smart molecules from antioxidants to nerve growth factors. Aerobic exercise particularly boosts brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, the brain's ultimate fertilizer. A landmark 2011 study of 120 adults showed that regular aerobic exercise increased hippocampal volume by 2% over 1 year, effectively reversing 1 to 2 years of age-related decline. No known drug can match this effect. Hyperthermic conditioning, particularly sauna use, a Finnish cultural staple, offers powerful brain protection benefits. When exposed to heat stress, the body activates heat shock proteins, HSPs, that guard other proteins from misfolding, a process implicated in neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Lewy body dementia. A landmark 2016 study provided population-level evidence that sauna use 4 to 7 times weekly led to a 65% reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's or dementia over a 20-year period. Our ancestors experienced regular temperature fluctuations for millions of years, but modern climate control may deprive us of beneficial thermal exercise.
Even mild cold exposure, 60F, activates non-shivering thermogenesis, where the body burns calories through brown fat to generate heat without shivering. In one striking study, type 2 diabetics exposed to mild cold, 60F, for 6 hours daily improved insulin sensitivity by 40% after just 10 days. Intermittent fasting serves as a powerful hormetic stressor that activates repair genes, increases antioxidant protection, and boosts BDNF production. In ancestral environments, periodic food scarcity was inevitable, allowing the body natural opportunities to clean house by recycling damaged proteins and eliminating dysfunctional immune cells. Many beneficial foods confer their advantages by creating mild cellular stress. Plants, unable to flee predators, develop defensive chemical compounds toxic to insects and pathogens. These compounds, like oleocanthal in olive oil, resveratrol in grapes, and curcumin in turmeric, belong to the polyphenol family, which research shows protect against inflammation and chronic diseases like dementia. Polyphenols work through hormesis, creating small amounts of cellular stress that activate defensive gene expression and boost our body's production of powerful antioxidants, like glutathione. The Genius Plan integrates all previous principles into a comprehensive approach for optimal brain nutrition. At its core is consuming nutrient-dense foods like eggs, avocados, dark leafy greens, and nuts, while eliminating inflammatory processed oils and grain products. The immediate benefits are transformative. Weight loss occurs as reduced insulin allows your body to access stored fat. Energy and stamina increase as you break free from carbohydrate addiction cycles, and your risk for metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes decreases. Start by purging your kitchen of foods that no longer serve your brain health. Remove all refined carbohydrates, chips, crackers, cereals, pastries, wheat and gluten sources, bread, pasta, most oatmeal, industrial emulsifiers, polysorbate 80, carboxymethyl cellulose, processed meats and cheeses, all concentrated sweeteners, honey, maple syrup, sugar, commercial cooking oils, canola, soybean, safflower, non-organic soy products, synthetic sweeteners, and sugary beverages. The foundation of the Genius Plan includes foods that can be consumed liberally: healthy fats, extra virgin olive oil, grass-fed butter, avocado oil, quality proteins, grass-fed meats, wild fish, eggs, nuts and seeds, non-starchy vegetables, greens, broccoli, mushrooms, fermented vegetables, low-sugar fruits, berries, avocados, olives, herbs and seasonings, fermented organic soy products, and dark chocolate, 80% cocoa. The optimal plate composition features mostly vegetables by volume, but mostly fat by calories. Vegetables provide satiation with minimal calories, while healthy fats constitute the majority of daily caloric intake. This vegetable-heavy approach helps neutralize oxidative free radicals generated during cooking processes before they enter the bloodstream. Incorporate one enormous salad daily loaded with healthy fats and protein to ensure diverse plant nutrients and fiber intake. Use dark leafy greens like spinach or kale as a base rather than nutritionally poor iceberg lettuce. Add various vegetables, seeds, proteins, and drench with extra virgin olive oil to increase nutrient absorption. The first 2 weeks of the Genius Plan focus on eliminating biologically unnecessary foods, processed foods, refined grains, seed oils, and added sugars, which constitute most Western caloric intake. These ultra-processed foods create blood sugar spikes followed by insulin surges, leading to energy crashes. Weeks 1 and 2 implement an ultra-low carb phase, 20 to 40 gram net carbs daily, removing even non-gluten grains, legumes, tubers, and sweet fruits to reset metabolism to its factory settings and become fat-adapted. After 2 weeks of ultra-low carb eating, you can begin adding higher carb, lower fat refeed meals a few days weekly. This strategic carb integration refills muscle glycogen and upregulates hormones like leptin that may decrease during extended low-carb dieting. Those who are overweight or insulin resistant should continue strict carb restriction until metabolically healthy.